Blog Talk Radio.
Some days it seems like it's so hard to get out of bed. So many issues facing me is coming to a head. I stand in needing your anointing, Lord, cover me and renew in me the right spirit. Lead to that secret, sacred place with you. Make an atmosphere to hear from you. Restore me so I'll be renewed. You kept me here and you see me through.
Good morning. This is Amazing Grace Ministries, and we are destroying the yokes of bondage. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. In 2023, we are taking charge and living life to its fullness. I am your co-host, Evangelist Terry Rogers, and we honor the host, Dr. Maria Carey, who is the president and CEO of the Amazing Grace Ministries. We have a spirit-filled lesson on today, so let's get right to it. Announcement. Please keep this ministry, AGMI, in your prayers as we undergo changes and restructuring. Please consider donating to Amazing Grace Ministries, Inc. You can send that donation to P.O. Box 43-8411, Chicago, Illinois, 60643. Thank you to those who have sent in your donations. They are well appreciated. To everyone listening in Radio Land, I decree blessings unto you in these continuing months of 2023. If you're blessed by this talk show, I need you to express it via text, email, or comment on our lesson page. Text at 309-750-7584 or email amazinggraceministries@gmail.com. That's capital Amazinggraceministries@gmail.com. We are on the air at 9 a.m. every Saturday morning. We have an exciting lesson, so please tune in. And if you would like to connect to this lesson live, the link is http://tobtr.com/s /121-99177. Black History Month theme for 2023 this February is Black Resistance. The AFALA shares, this is A-F-A-L-H, just in case I'm not pronouncing it right. African Americans have resisted historic and ongoing oppression in all forms, especially the racial terrorism of lynching, racial programs, and police killing since our arrival onto these shores. These efforts have been to advocate for dignified, self-determined life in a just democratic society in the United States and beyond the United States political jurisdiction. Expanding on the theme of Black resisting, the AFALA also discusses the significant contribution of Black faith institutions, cultural centers, Black medical professionals, Black athletes, Black musicians, and more, who have all stood up against injustice and have worked to bring out equality, advocacy, and change. How can we focus on this in February 2023? AFALA explains. This is a call to everyone, inside and outside the academy, to study the history of Black Americans, responses to establish safe spaces where Black life can be sustained, fortified, and respected. Lesson explanation. We have a word on today to captivate your mind, to illuminate your heart, and to lift you to a greater level in the Lord Jesus Christ. We will take you on a journey to a great peace, to a greater hope, and closer to Jesus as we set the pace for victory in this year, 2023. We are preparing ourselves for victory. We are pressing into the kingdom, therefore using all of our skills to defeat Satan and every demonic force that he brings with him. We're putting on the whole armor, as Ephesians 6 tells us to do, because it is necessary for us to take our neighborhoods back and to declare salvation for our children. The theme for this month of February is laying aside every weight in 2023. The lesson for this second Saturday in February is pressing into the kingdom to prepare for victory. Our text is coming from Matthew 11 and 12. And from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffered violence, and the violent take it by force. Luke 16 and 16. The law and the prophets were unto John. Since that time, the kingdom of God is preached, and every man pressed into it. Matthew 11 and 12, and this is the Amplified Bible version. And from the days of John the Baptist until the present time, the kingdom of heaven has endured violent assault, and violent men seized it by force as a precious prize, and share in a heavenly kingdom is sought with much ardent zeal and intense exhortation. Luke 16 and 16, and this is the Amplified version. Until John came, there was the law and the prophets. His sins, the good news, the gospel of the kingdom of God is being preached, and everyone strives violently to go in will force his own way rather than God's way into it. In the beginning of this chapter, we find that John the Baptist is in prison. And being in this troubled situation, his faith wavers. So he calls out to Jesus to confirm what he already knows, that Christ is the Messiah. Yes, Jesus answers by reminding John of the miracles that were preached of the Messiah in the Old Testament. Isaiah 35 and 5 talks about the blind see. Isaiah 35 and 6 talks about how the lame walk. Isaiah 53 and 4 talk about the lepers and the cleansed. Isaiah 35 and 5 talks about the deaf hear. Jesus also gives John an added achievement not listed in his mate in Isaiah, which is that the dead are raised up. Resumes, life of achievement. Jesus also stated that the gospel was being preached as well. We see also Jesus' compassion for his laborers in this chapter because he encourages John and prays John for the work. The messenger who precedes the Lord Jesus to prepare the people for his coming, as prophesied in Malachi 3 and 1. Then Jesus discusses John's privilege in the kingdom of heaven, not because of his character, but in service to the kingdom by preparing the way for Christ. Service gets you to Jesus, not your title or position. I'm going to say that again for those that's sitting in the back. Service gets you to Jesus, not your title or position. Stephen was full of faith and the Holy Ghost and paid the price with his life. Verse 12 gives an overview on John's ministry from the beginning to John's imprisonment. That message was there was an obstacle, problem, situation, struggle, circumstances, and situations. All those are opposition, some more violent than others, but all are emotional. Therefore, the kingdom of heaven suffered violence or opposition. Violent means marked by extreme force or sudden intense activity or force. So in essence, the kingdom of God has suffered opposition. Pharisees and scribes have vigorously opposed the kingdom of God. King Herod had also done his part to buffet the kingdom, in which all these stood to declare that Jesus is Lord. So entering into God's kingdom takes courage, unwavering faith, determination, and endurance because of the growing oppositions leveled at Jesus' followers. The violent take it by force. Here are two interpretations. Foes of the kingdom did their best to take the kingdom and did their best to take the kingdom to destroy it. The rejection of John foreshadowed the last rejection of Jesus and the kingdom. Those who were ready for the kingdom, for the king's advent, responded vigorously to the announcement and strained every muscle to enter. It's going to cost you time, money, energy, just to name a few. Satan is the opposer of the brethren. He will try to steal your mind, your health, your finances, and anything else you let him have. In order to win this fight, we must not be complacent with the gift God has given us. We must be active in the pursuit to win. The battle belongs to God, but there is still an action that is required on the part of the believer. Here are some principles. One, the believer must believe that we are overcomers and walkers therein. 1 John 5:4-12, this is the King James Version. It says, for whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Who is he that overcometh the world? But he that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God. He that has the Son has life, and he that has not the Son of God has not life. God said in his word that if we take care of his business, that he will take care of ours. Sometimes to enter into the presence of God, circumstances have caused us to get weary. That is the time when we should press our way in. I will bless the Lord, even when I'm not feeling it. Luke 15:16 gives a picture of the kingdom and the importance of the believer having to press or strain into it to get what you need to be successful. The law and the prophets were unto John. Since that time, the kingdom of God is preached, and every man pressed into it. The kingdom of God has been preached, and everyone presses into it. Think about this picture. The kingdom as it besieged a besieged city with all classes of men hammering at it from the outside, trying to get in, and certain spiritual violence is necessary. Preaching kicks off a violent reaction with widespread and deep effects. When you storm into the kingdom, there are roadblocks. Pharisees, policies, violence with love of money, prejudice. The kingdom of God, church, the believer, our faith is under attack, and we must take up our weapon of warfare and aggressively pour down Satan's kingdom, every device in all areas, deepening our relationship with Jesus Christ, allowing the anointing to break every yoke, and laying aside every weight that keeps us from advancing into the kingdom. 3 points of Satan's deception. Number one, steal, kill, and destroy. In teaching about the good shepherd, Jesus contrasts himself with false shepherds who were thieves. Jesus said the thief does not come except to kill and to destroy. I have come that they may have life and that they may have it more abundantly. John 10:10, and that's the New King James Version. As the ultimate thief, Satan comes to steal, kill, and destroy God's people, just as the thief did in the sheep in Jesus' metaphor. Let's consider some examples from scriptures of Satan's work in these areas. Job 1:9-12, Job 2:1-7, destroyed people's faith and devotion to God through calamity, sickness, and suffering. Then Satan answered the Lord, does Job fear God for nothing? Have you not made a hedge about him and his house and all that he has on every side? You have blessed the hands, the works of his hands, and his possessions have increased in the land. But put forth your hand now and touch all that he has. He will surely curse you to your face, saying, behold, all that he has is in your power. Only do not put forth his hand on him. So Satan departed from the presence of the Lord. Matthew 13 and 19. So the word out of the heart, preventing people from believing and being saved. When anyone hears the word of the kingdom, they understand it is not. Then cometh the wicked one and casteth it away, that which was sown in the heart. This is he which receives seed by the wayside. Luke 22, 2 through 4, it incited a person to betray his friend to his destruction. And the chief priests and the scribes thought how they might kill him, for they feared the people. Then Satan entered Judas, surnamed Iscariot, who was numbered among the 12. So he went his way and conferred with the chief priests and captains how he might betray him to them. People, to kill those who spoke the truth. I know that you are Abraham's descendant, but you seek to kill me because my word has no place in you. I speak what I have seen with my father, and you do what you have seen with your father. They answered and said to him, Abraham is our father. Jesus said to them, if you were Abraham's children, you would do the works of Abraham. But now you seek to kill me, a man who has told you the truth, which I heard from God. Abraham did not do this. You do the deeds of your father. And they said to him, we were not born of fornication. We have one father, God. Jesus said to them, if God was your father, you would love me, for I proceeded forth and came from God. Nor have I come of myself, but he sent me. Why do you not understand my speech? Because you are not able to listen to my words. You are of the father, you are of your father, the devil, and the desires of your father you want to do. He was a murderer from the beginning and does not stand in the truth because there is no truth in him. When he speaks a lie, he speaks from his own resources, for he is a liar and the father of it. Titus 1, 10 through 11, it destroyed families through idle talk and false teaching. For there are many rebellious people who engage in useless talk and deceive others. This is especially true of those who insist on circumcision for salvation. They must be silent because they are turning whole families away from the truth by their false teaching, and they do it only for money. My second point, oppose the gospel of Christ. Satan opposes the gospel in order to stop it from strengthening and expanding God's kingdom. What is needed to strengthen the saints, and without it, we are not able to stand. Proverbs 24 and 10, if thou faint in the day of adversity, thy strength is small. The gospel is truth that sets people free from the bondage of sin and enables them to become the children of God they were created to be. The gospel also greatly threatens Satan's kingdom. Acts 14 and 2, to poison people's minds against those who preach the gospel, to think you are not going to be light. Some of the Jews, however, spurred God's messages and poisoned the mind of the Gentiles against Paul and Barnabas. Acts 14, 3 through 6, it tried to harm those who preached the gospel. But the apostles stayed there a long time, preaching boldly about the grace of the Lord. And the Lord proved their message was true by giving them power to do miraculous signs and wonders. But the people of the town were divided in their opinions and about them. Some sided with the Jews and some sided with the apostles. Then a mob of Gentiles and Jews, along with their leaders, decided to attack and stone them. When the apostles learned of it, they fled to the region of Lycaonia, to the town of Lystra and Derbe, and the surrounding area. 1 Thessalonians 2:18 hinders Christians' efforts to meet together. Wherefore we have come unto you, even I, Paul, once again, but Satan hinder us. My third point, it weakens faith in God. Our faith is potentially an enormously powerful weapon against the enemy, powerful weapon against the enemy. When we believe God and his word, all things are possible to us. However, when we doubt or unbelieve them, it hinders our progress. Hebrews 3:12, departing from the faith. Be careful then, dear brothers and sisters. Make sure that your own hearts are not evil and unbelieving. Turn you away from the living God. 4:11. The devil tries to make Christians fall into unbelief. So let us do our best to enter that rest. But if we disobey God, as the people of Israel did, we will fall. Mark 4:40. It makes fearful with no faith. Then he asked them, why are you afraid? Do you still have no faith? Ezekiel 13:17-22, it used witchcraft and lies to dishearten the righteous. Now you, son of man, set your face against the daughters of your people who are prophesying from their own inspiration. Prophesy against them and say, thus said the Lord God, woe to the women who sew magic bands on their wrists and make veils for the heads of the person of every statue to hunt down lives. Will you hunt down the lives of my people, but preserve the lives of others for yourself? For handfuls of barley and fragments of bread, you have profaned me to my people to put to death some who should not die and to keep others alive who should not live. By your lying to my people who listen to lies. Therefore, thus said the Lord, behold, I am against your magic band by which you hunt lives. They are birds, and I will tear them from your arms. I will let them go, even those lives who you hunt as birds. I will also tear off your veils and deliver my people from your hands, and they will no longer be in your hands to be hunted. And you will know that I am the Lord, because you disheartened the righteous with falsehood, when I did not cause them grief, but have encouraged the wicked not to turn from his wicked way and preserve his life. Therefore, you women will no longer see false visions or practice divination, and I will deliver my people out of your hands. Thus you will know that I am the Lord. Luke 4:3-9-12, tempted Jesus to prove his divinity and test God. Then the devil said to him, if you are the Son of God, tell you the stone to become a loaf of bread. Then the devil took him to Jerusalem, to the highest point of the temple, and said, if you are the Son of God, jump off. For the scriptures say he will order his angels to protect you and guard you, and they will hold you up with their hands, so you won't even hurt your foot on the stone. Jesus responded, the scripture also says you must not test the Lord your God. Revelation 2:10 used persecution to tempt people to abandon the faith. Afraid of what you are about to suffer, the devil would throw some of you into prison to test you. You will suffer for 10 days. But if you remain faithful, even when facing death, I will give you the crown of life. In conclusion, we have come to expose the enemy and defeat him. 1 Corinthians 15:57, and this is the New Living Translation. But thank God, he gives us victory over sin and death through our Lord Jesus Christ. Pressing in, push or follow through, push my way to my blessing. I and we will not stop. If we must strain our muscles to get what we need from God, using Jacob's mindset, I will not let you go until you bless my soul. Victory is a mindset with attitude. We must use any force needed to advance and operate in the kingdom of God. And they are prayer, praise and worship, working. What you mean by working, that's reading and living the word of God. Let's pray. Lord God, in Jesus' name, we come humbly before your throne of grace. Lord God, before we ask you for anything, just allow us to thank you for everything. Lord God, we thank you for who you are. Lord God, you are the King of Kings. You are the everlasting Father. You are the Prince of Peace, and we come to say thank you on this morning. Lord God, we thank you for waking us up this morning and tuning in to Blog Talk Radio. Lord God, we thank you. We love you. We come to give you the honor. We come to give you the glory, and we come to give you the praise. Lord God, we just ask you to look on the listeners one by one, name by name, God. Lord God, look on Dr. Carrie today, Lord God, and bless her future and all of her endeavors, God. Lord God, look on my leaders, Lord God, administrative assistant, superintendent, Dr. Byron L. Gibbs and Lady Gibbs, Lord God. Look on my assistant pastor, Elder Reginald Johnson and Evangelist Johnson, Lord God. Lord God, look on the mothers, Lord God, today. Look on Mother Garnett, Lord God. Mother Esther Moore, God. Hallelujah. Look on Mother Gibbs and Mother Cards, God. Lord God, look on Mother Lucky today, Lord God. Lord God, you know what they need. Look on Mother Norman and Mother Maxine, God. Look on Mother Christine in Texas, God. Oh, God, then go over to Indiana and look on Pat, God. You know what she needs, God. Hallelujah. Look on your people, God, everywhere. Go to Iowa, God, and look on Gavin, God. Keep her, Lord God. Hallelujah. Keep your people in the center of your will, God. And then, Lord God, the listeners that get up, Lord God, faithfully and listen on Saturday morning, God. Do something special for them, Lord God. Hallelujah. Crown of their heads to the soles of their feet, God. You know the need. Oh, God, meet the need on today, Lord God. Oh, God, because we are pressing into the kingdom, because we are preparing for victory, because you said that we are victorious, God. Hallelujah. Lord God, we're going to lay aside every weight in 2023, God, because we're pressing forward, God. Help us to press forward, God. And then, Lord God, be in everything that we say and do on today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you for tuning in to Blog Talk Radio with your co-host, Missionary Terry Rogers. Tune in next week when your host, Reverend Dr. Maria Carey, who is the CEO, will return. Same time. And remember, if something was said that encouraged your heart, let Dr. Carey know by text or email. Text her 309-750-7584 or drop her an email at amazinggraceministries@gmail.com. That's capital A, AmazingGraceMinistries@gmail.com. She would love to hear from you. And remember, God is still in control. And until next time, enjoy the remainder of your day and be blessed and have a wonderful day on purpose.